Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Do you want President Biden to run again in 2024?
No, I've been very clear. I'd like to see a generational change.
Should Joe Biden run again in 2024?
I think that should be a decision made by Joe Biden. And it's not a matter of anyone's choice other than his.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that, as you know.
Think it can't get worse? Well, you're wrong. It can if you don't vote in 28 days.
Every vote counts.
A lot is at stake.
Your vote matters. Get on it. November the 8th.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right. Thanks, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. 28 days to go. And this being an inflection point, a tipping point election. Frankly, I've said it before, but this is the worst it's ever gotten or ever been. And this is the time for. It's an all-hands-on-deck moment. All of you are fully, completely deputized to do your part for the next 28 days to ensure Republicans hopefully get control of the House and the Senate and a lot of governorships as well. Some interesting things in the news today as we start off. We'll go over the latest with the midterms. Tulsi Gabbard releasing a scathing diatribe about why she left the Democratic Party. And she's right on every point. And I've seen this coming a long way. This should have been the Manchin speech. Manchin should have just jumped and become a Republican. And it's amazing. He makes this deal with Schumer, makes this deal with Biden. He's promised a pipeline if, in fact, he goes along with the Inflation Reduction Act, going against even what he said himself, that more spending is not going to reduce inflation. And then, of course, when it comes time for him to get the agreed upon pipeline, never mind, we're not giving it to you. He just got totally rolled by the Democratic leadership, which shouldn't surprise anyone. This shouldn't surprise you either, with Biden looking more and more out of it with each passing day. You know, let me start with two words, made in America, a three letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S. Let me see, one, two, three, oh, four. You know, two words, made in America. It's three words, Joe. Three, but the least of our worries. Anyway, the White House, with Joe looking more and more out of it every passing days, and apparently now trying to play down his 80th birthday that'll take place in 12 days after the election, Biden is going to turn 80 years old next month. And he's showing every bit of his age. Let's be blunt. Even Democrats now see it. Even the media mob sees it. I told you about the poll yesterday. Democrats see it. And the dangerous part is our the world sees it. Our allies see it. Our enemies see it. I mean, Macron was aghast at these statements about nuclear Armageddon and the worst nuclear situation since the Cuban Missile Crisis, as they should be. What's even more alarming, if Joe believed what he said, then why did he go to the beach in Delaware? Why didn't he go to the Situation Room and prepare to deal with nuclear Armageddon? And it looks like, you know, especially with Putin with his back to the wall, embarrassed on the world stage, being beaten time and time again, now he's going completely scorched earth. I mean, he's now targeting, every target now is a civilian target. And he's killing innocent men, women, and children, taking out apartment complexes, going right into neighborhoods. And it's now he's waging a war of terror against the people of Ukraine because his ego is bruised that he has met far more resistance than he ever thought he would from Zelensky and the Ukrainian people. They're fighting back, and they're fighting back hard. The only problem that Zelensky has had and the Ukrainian people have had is the West has not given them early on the weaponry to win the war because they'd win. And, you know, taking out this bridge connecting to Crimea was a big, huge step. And that's what angered Putin. And now he's threatened tactical nukes, which do I think he's capable? Of course, you have to believe he's capable of it. But instead of, you know, kissing up to him, you know, the answer has got to be a position of strength. And frankly, the position of the West ought to be, okay, if in fact you use nuclear weapons, we're going to obliterate all of Mother Russia. You won't have a country to lead. That's the only answer. Called mutually assured destruction. Nobody wants it. What other option do you have? Just say, please don't keep firing off nuclear weapons. You just keep letting him do it. At some point, there's got to be a line in the sand here. And who knows, with somebody, you know, like a cornered rat, you never know what they're capable of. Anyway, so of course they want to downplay his 80th birthday. You know, it's really embarrassing when one of our closest allies, Great Britain, the Telegraph, you know, it's sad when they see and write about an American president. And you might think this is strange coming from me, but it's not. And, you know, saying Biden's qualities for the Oval Office are almost non-existent. Then they even quote Barack Obama and his warning that Democrats should not underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. And then they quote that. Then they start talking about how he loses his train of thought mid-sentence, forgetting, where's Jackie? Forgetting a congresswoman that died in a crash only a couple of months earlier. And then go on to conclude, rightly so, he's hardly proved to be the answer to America's crisis of confidence. And then also pointing out he's got a pretty nasty side, which we have seen and pointed out. And they cite specifically the denouncement of MAGA Republicans as semi-fascist, and literally saying these aren't the sentiments of a progressive politician, but the rantings of an intolerant, stuck in his ways old man who can't abide anyone who disagrees with. I mean, it's embarrassing to hear that. By the way, Biden's being sued all out by numerous groups now over his unconstitutional act. We do have co-equal branches of government. He can't say the pandemic is over and then use the emergency authority from the pandemic as a means of pushing his new Green Deal socialist agenda and student loan forgiveness. I think they're going to lose that case. I'm pretty sure. Senator Bob Menendez, I think, is making a mistake. He's called for an all-out end of all cooperation with Saudi Arabia and OPEC. We really don't have a choice because Putin's filling the vacuum. And Putin's already aligned with China and President Xi, and he's aligned with the mullahs in Iran. And if we break the alliance created in the Trump years, which I didn't think was possible, with the Israelis, the U.S., with the Saudis, the Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, we're making a big mistake. But Joe is kind of pushing him into that position. On Biden family syndicate issues, we got some news justthenews.com, and nowhere has it ever been more clear that we have a two-tier justice system. Now, we're going to find out if Republicans get control of the House and Senate, they'll have subpoena power. If they have subpoena power, we're going to see just how deeply the Biden family syndicate is compromised. And by compromised, I mean, there's no doubt that the communist Chinese, there's no doubt Russia, there's no doubt Kazakhstan, Ukraine, all these countries Hunter is making millions of dollars from with no experience and doing absolutely nothing to deserve it except that he's connected to daddy. It's obviously pay to play. You know, the idea that they want to go after lying on a gun application and tax issues and ignore the big issue, the elephant in the room, which is that Hunter is implicating his own father in his foreign business dealings, as confirmed by Tony Bobulinski. And he's the big guy that gets 10%, confirmed by Hunter complaining half of his income goes to his dad and complaining that he has to pay for all dad's repairs. And then, of course, all the meetings with Hunter's foreign business associates and his father and other high ranking officials when he was vice president. But anyway, FBI agents, remember just before the election, all we kept hearing, oh, this is likely Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. 51 former national security intelligence officials all say, no, nah, that has all the markings of Russian disinformation. Well, none of it was Russian disinformation. All of it turns out to be true. And it turns out that, if you recall, social media would not allow people to even post the New York Post story about Hunter's laptop. They wouldn't even allow it to be reported. This is 3 weeks out. Now, we've already seen polls that if people had known what we know now, that it was all true, they likely would not have voted for Joe Biden. This could have tipped the balance in the election. Now, what's really interesting is we have the Justice Department employees that are Democrats. And anyway, The Hill examined political contributions from DOJ employees in 2016 and found 97% of those contributions went to Hillary Clinton. It was worse at the State Department. 99% of donations went to Hillary. Now we find out, if you recall, the FBI was warning social media giants like Facebook about Hunter Biden's laptop. They also, by the way, donated to Democrats in 2020, according to campaign finance records on justthenews.com. But anyway, finds out that the two FBI guys that briefed Facebook and told them, this is likely, you know, you're going to have a lot more Russian disinformation. Be very, very careful of what comes out, knowing that the Hunter laptop story was coming out. So they were protected. Now, we're going to get 20 to 30 FBI whistleblowers. We're going to hear from them eventually. And we expect that we're going to hear that the FBI has been politicized, the DOJ has been weaponized, and that conservatives have been purged from high positions within the FBI, and that all of this in terms of politicizing of the FBI, weaponizing the DOJ is real, because it is all real. By the way, Biden now wants to punish the Saudi, punish Saudi Arabia for not helping with his pre-election gambit to keep oil prices down. Wall Street Journal reporting days before a major oil production cut by OPEC and its Russian-led allies, U.S. officials called their counterparts in Saudi Arabia. Now, Joe had already flown over and kissed the ring and ass of MBS. He flew over to the pariah nation, met with the killer of Jamal Khashoggi, according to Biden. And anyway, so they made this phone call last-ditched effort, knowing that this could be a possibility. And officials in Biden's administration warning Saudi leaders that a cut would be viewed as a clear choice by Riyadh to side with Russia in the Ukraine war, and that the move would weaken already waning support in Washington for Saudi Arabia. Saudis don't care. They've already made up their mind. They chose sides. They chose Putin. They chose Putin because America they have deemed as being weak and stupid. And they figure they can make the most amount of money by coordinating with Putin and artificially reducing the world supply of oil, resulting in even higher prices for a barrel of oil. Some people estimating as high as $150 a barrel. If it gets that high, I don't know. Jamie Dimon is saying, better pay attention. This is worse than you thought. JP Morgan Chase, CEO, predicting the U.S. global economy will be plunged into a major recession And he says what he's calling it a very, very serious combination of headwinds, including inflation, high interest rates, Russia's war with Ukraine. These are very, very serious things, which I think are likely to push the U.S. and the world. And I mean, Europe is already in a recession. So are we. And it's going to put he's basically predicting that this could be far worse than anybody's even talking about at this time. You know, Americans now saw the most severe pay cut in 25 years under Joe Biden. When you factor in Biden inflation, you know, life is going to get more expensive by the day, according to analysts now. 32% of Americans struggling to even pay their bills. 70% of the country is now living paycheck to paycheck. You have former Obama Treasury Counselor Ratner saying wage gains are not keeping up with inflation like before the pandemic, and they'll have to fall even further. By the way, if you want to know, they actually broke down a local bakery, put up how inflation is causing higher prices. For example, they used to pay, what, $12.19 for flour. Now they're paying nearly $30. Sugar, they were paying $25. Now they're paying $34. Processed sugar, $23. Now $39, almost $40. Shortening, they were paying $41. Now they're paying $87. Donut fry shortening, they were paying $42. Now they're paying $88. Fresh yeast was $45. Now it's $63. Cake flour was $15. Now it's $26. Eggs used to be $40. Now it's $92. Rainbow sprinkles, 56, now 86. Salt, 10, now 14. Guess who pays the increased cost? That's what they're telling their customers. This is why the costs have gone up. It's not our fault. We want lower prices. This isn't helping our business by charging more. Look, one way is, as we now face these tough economic times, you've got to take stock of your financial situation. That's where our friends at AmericanFinancing.net will come in. They will offer you a free, no obligation, no pressure consultation. They'll look at your entire financial situation. They'll look at the possibility of debt consolidation, credit card debt with refinancing of a loan. Anyway, the bottom line is they'll give you free financial analysis of your unique situation. They'll look at all of your finances. They'll look at your mortgage. They'll look at your debt. And see if they can save you money. If they can save you money, they'll tell you how much, and then you can decide whether it's worth your while. It's that simple. It only takes 10 minutes of your time, probably even less. Anyway, they're experts. They're pros, want to help. They're standing by right now. They'll take your call, 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever. And that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
At 9 p.m., do you know where your president is?
I don't know.
Yep, he's sound asleep in his bed with not a care in the world. Must be nice, Joe. The rest of us will keep working. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941, Sean, you want to be a part of the program. Are you better off than you were, what, less than 2 years ago? 21 months ago? That's really the question. Are you better off on the economy? How's inflation treating you and your family? Heritage Foundation estimate is $7,200 per family in Biden inflation costs. Wages not keeping up with inflation like before the pandemic. Americans seeing the most severe pay cut in 25 years because of Biden inflation and Biden energy policies. 32% of Americans struggling to pay their bills. Many are using credit cards just for bare necessities. You know, add to that, you know, 70% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. That's making the most cuts they possibly can. They're not, in other words, it's not going from filet mignon to hamburger meat. That's not what we're talking about here. Those changes have already been made. Now Democrats are beginning to hit the panic button as abortion is starting to fade as a top election issue. Because I said this from the beginning, after the Dobbs decision, most Americans are going to figure out Democrats are demagoguing and they're lying and they're politicizing. Abortion is not illegal in America. The states, if they decide to have restrictions, they will decide, and the people will elect their state representatives based on, in part, on where they stand on the issue. So, or you could just, you know, you have abortion tourism now, thanks to Gavin Newsom. Please come to California for your abortion. Putting up billboards in states all across the country. We'll continue. 28 days, you have the power. 25 to the top of the hour, 28 days to the inflection, tipping point election, midterm election in your lifetime. This was interesting. Democrats were counting on the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, remember, the Supreme Court was wholly consistent. When it came to the Second Amendment, it is an enumerated right in the Constitution. Abortion is not an enumerated right. And the 10th Amendment says in instances such as that, it then becomes an issue for the states to decide. And the reason it's not become the issue that Democrats have wanted, it's really, there's two reasons for it. One is most people realize that most states are going to continue to allow abortion to be legal. There'll be maybe a couple of states that have a total ban or restriction or that restrictive, but abortion will be available for other people in every other state. I think probably the consensus will be around 15 weeks, which is, by the way, in keeping with pretty leftist, socialist European countries, France, et cetera, as a side note to that. And number two is that Democrats have had to answer questions on abortion as well. Like this gubernatorial candidate, Katie Hobbs, out in Arizona. We'll talk to Carrie Lake at the top of the hour. She's the Republican. She's leading in that race. Anyway, Katie Hobbs, no restrictions at all. The same with the trust fund brat in a hoodie, John Fetterman. The same thing with Mandela Barnes. The same thing with Raphael Warnock. They take the extreme position that there should be no exceptions at all, that a woman should be able to have a right to an abortion, even, you know, an hour before she's due to give birth, which is insane. And so that is kind of ricocheted back on them, or boomerang back on them. 538 is now predicting that Republican Lisa Murkowski's days in the Senate are now numbered, and is that she is in danger of losing her seat. We have been supporting from the beginning Kelly Chewbacca. And anyway, Republican has roughly 99% chance to win next month's Alaska Senate election. Anyway, Republican challenger Kelly Chewbacca, considered most likely to emerge with a victory of 53%, at least according to 538. And Chewbacca is the Trump-backed challenger. Look, Lisa Murkowski is just out of touch with the people of Alaska. It's really that simple. One time, senior Democratic official in Philly, once served under Philly Mayor Ed Rendell. I always had a good relationship with Ed Rendell. I actually liked him. This guy was the most gregarious guy ever. We did a Hannity and Combs once in Philly. And anyway, afterwards, we were in a restaurant. He walks in and the place just blew up. You would think it was the second coming when the mayor walked in the room. Anyway, so now is before Rendell became DNC chairs, crossing the aisle to endorse Oz, Tom Knox, once served as the deputy mayor, announced on Friday, lifelong Democrat, had his crossing party lines and opposing John Fetterman. I met with Pat Fetterman. I like him personally, but sad to say, as a resident of Philly, our city has become increasingly dangerous, and Fetterman's policies on crimes will make things much worse. Philly now with 416 murders so far in 2022, on pace to exceed last year's record number of 562. There's nobody that's been more supportive running for office of convicted murderers than John Fetterman, the trust fund brat in a hoodie that never worked a day in his life. This is the guy that wants taxpayers to pay for a safe injection sites for heroin addicts. This is the guy that wants to put a moratorium on fracking, which will destroy the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's economy. This is a guy also no restrictions at all whatsoever on abortion. This is a guy that, you know, won't release his medical records, barely does any campaign events, speaks rarely for more than 5 minutes, can't barely get through the 5 minutes. You know, I guess in his last interview, Joe Biden, the president, Joe Biden, not Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Anyway, so, and then, of course, he has other extreme positions as well. But he's the single most pro-criminal candidate running for office, although Mandela Barnes has given him a run for his money. That's pretty interesting. Now, apparently Fetterman is getting help from Joe Biden, is going to Pennsylvania to do a fundraiser for Fetterman next week. Nobody running on the Democratic side has wanted Joe Biden near him. I don't think that helps the trust fund brat in a hoodie. Pennsylvania's anti-GOP group has endorsed Doug Mastriano's opponent, Josh Shapiro, but the same Pennsylvania anti-police group that's backing Fetterman. We'll get to this later. Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democratic Party. Asked about Biden running again, you have a Democratic congresswoman bravely saying that the party, quote, needs new blood. Biden will be the first, what do you call it, oxygenarian? He's 80 years old and his birthday comes up. Michigan Representative Elisa Slocum said Sunday that she would support Biden if he sought re-election, but stressed she believes the Democratic Party needs new blood. Most Democrats see what we see. They're just not willing to say it. So, you know, the Democrats now poured millions in these Facebook ads about reproductive rights leading up to the midterms, according to new data, while Republicans are focused on the economy. You know, abortion rights have proven to be, for some, a hot button issue, but it's not in the forefront of people's minds. I'll tell you where every poll is showing people's heads are at. They're looking at record high inflation, the horrible economy, record gas prices. They see the disaster that is Joe Biden's border policies, and they understand and make the connection between Democratic policies on defund, dismantle, and no bail with rising crime rates in every big city and every small town across the country. It's that simple. It's not that complicated. Obama's back telling foreign leaders that sexist and racist Republicans must be beaten. It's like anytime he pops his head up, he's calling Republicans racist. This is going to be an interesting year. I hope people are paying attention. I really do. I didn't see the debate yet last night. I have it somewhere. I guess somebody TiVo'd it for us, so we'll get a look at it. Here's an interesting story. Now, we've talked a lot about the Herschel Walker issue, and Herschel denies that he paid for an abortion. I have no way of knowing what side of that is true. I'll take him at his word. But then you got Raphael Warnock. This is what frustrates me about the media, and this is what is so corrupt about the media. The media now have influenced the last two elections in massive ways. The media in 2016 went with Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for phony Russian disinformation dossier. And most Americans before the 2016 election heard some of the details in the dossier that turned out to be absolutely false. Like hookers in Donald Trump's room at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow urinating in his bed. That, like everything else in Hillary's bought and paid for Russian dossier, turned out to be false. And of course, the dossier, in spite of warnings, was used to secure the FISA application warrants to spy on Carter Page, ruined his life, and then spy on the Trump campaign transition team and then the Trump presidency. Even after Danchenko, the main source for the dossier, the subsource, said all of it was bar talk and none of it was true. And not only did the FBI keep applying for FISA applications using a dossier that they were told was false again and again, especially by the subsource, then they hire the subsource and start paying the subsource. But anyway, I digress. So you got a case. So they influenced that election that way. Then in 2016, with one voice, they said, nah, that laptop from hell looks like it's all Russian disinformation. We can tell. We know. We're sure about it. And then you couldn't even put the story up on social media without Twitter taking it down or Facebook taking it down. It all turns out to be true. And they got away with that. The biggest contributors to the Democratic Party are always the media mob. This year, it starts with that the media, that the Democratic Party has adopted the Joe Biden basement bunker campaign strategy. Do as few events as possible, hide in the basement, raise tons of money, tens of millions of dollars, smear and slander your Republican opponent with ads all over the airwaves. And then if you have to debate, if your back's really against the wall to debate, wait until you've had 6-7 weeks of early voting and debate a week before the election. And by that time, it may be too late. Now you can see down in Georgia, okay, it's fair game. If you have a pro-life candidate, Herschel Walker, and a woman makes an accusation that he paid for an abortion, that's fair game. All's fair in love, war, and politics. Now he's made his denial. I've not seen any evidence to back up. You know, apparently this woman claims that she has evidence. She has the receipt. She has money from Herschel Walker, but it turns out she also has a child from Herschel Walker. So that's all fair game in politics. That's just the way the game's played. It's a blood sport. There's no doubt about it. But what about Raphael Warnock? You have Raphael Warnock's ex-wife on tape saying that during a domestic dispute, he ran her over. Ran over a foot, and that he is only concerned about his image and is a great actor. Well, is that fair game? Why isn't the media covering that side of the story? Or the fact that he didn't pay child payments and was ordered back in court, child support payments. Or maybe even a bigger scandal is that Raphael Warnock was arrested and charged with obstructing an investigation into child abuse at a camp that he and another pastor were in charge of running. Why would he obstruct an investigation? All right, gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. We'll take a look at Arizona. When we get back, we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.